From WBHM in Birmingham, I'm Andrew Yeager. Several Alabama colleges and universities welcomed students back to campus last week. Others reopen soon. Since the pandemic began, many schools have relied on virtual instruction. For some students, that means a lot of technical headaches. WBHM's Janae Pierre reports.
Andrew Yarborough starts his sophomore year at the University of Alabama at Birmingham today. Like thousands of students, the 19-year-old finished out the spring and summer semesters with online classes. He says the transition was pretty difficult.
I had a lot of trouble with my online classes just because, for starters, they weren't formatted very well because they were rushed to online. Also because you really have to figure out what works for you, and that's a big shift to have to do immediately.
Yarborough says he learns better in person, but grasping the material wasn't his only issue. Yarborough ran into a few technical problems, which added another layer of stress and anxiety. For one thing, his old computer wasn't compatible with the virtual testing program.
I ended up having to go and buy a computer because I had online classes that used ProctorU.
ProctorU is a global online proctoring service based in Hoover. It allows students to take tests remotely while a proctor watches to make sure no one cheats. The program requires a strong internet connection and a webcam. But many students have privacy concerns. ProctorU has to be able to remotely take control of a student's computer. Others have complained about technical troubles, spending hours online with tech support, having to submit incomplete tests, or not being able to log into the program at all. ProctorU declined an interview request for this story. Armando Fox is a computer science professor at the University of California at Berkeley. He says as schools move to remote learning, a bigger issue was revealed.
Technical problems, sure, once in a while they're unavoidable, right? But if the technical problem is that you can't afford proper equipment that's up to date, then that's not really a technical problem. That's a socioeconomic problem.
Fox says these issues have always been there, but now they're harder to ignore. He says things like broadband access will play a huge role in determining students' academic success this semester. Those without high-speed internet have gotten creative, spending late nights at McDonald's parking lots just for the Wi-Fi. Some students have reported driving onto campus for an internet connection. But even that can be unreliable, says Doug Bondurant, a tech blogger.
The databases and servers that universities and colleges use are old, and they're just not able to handle these kind of connections at scale. So it might take them a really long time to return data, connections may drop, and all those things are challenging for students.
He says students aren't the only ones bearing the brunt of glitchy technology. Professors are in the same boat. Bondurant says instructors have to convert material for use online and plan the virtual coursework.
And then to add to that, someone says to them, well, additionally, you need to become sort of a tech expert just right now, right here. And that some people simply aren't technologically inclined.
When students encounter issues submitting a test or an assignment, he says, there's not much an instructor can do. Bondurant says it's unclear whether colleges and universities are prepared for all the technological challenges this semester. Many schools learn from their mistakes over the summer, but he says the pandemic has taught people that it's really impossible to fully be prepared for anything. Janae Pierre, WBHM.